This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Oh, I love a good deep dive.
Me too.
What are we diving into today?
Well, today we're getting ahead of the curve. We're talking Google algorithm updates.
Ooh, always a hot topic.
Always a hot topic. Specifically, what's on the horizon for Q4 2024?
So we're looking into the future.
Yeah, we are.
Crystal ball time.
That's right. So whether you have a website, run a business online, or, you know, just spend any time on Google, these updates have the potential to really impact what you see and how you interact online.
Yeah, that's right. It's like they're reorganizing the whole library.
That's a great way to put it.
And we don't always know where things are going to end up.
Exactly. So we're using a guide for this deep dive.
Oh, tell me more.
It's a recent article by SEO specialist Janice Ramos.
Okay, I've heard of her.
Yeah, she's great. And the article is titled, Latest Google Algorithm Updates, What to Expect in Q4 2024.
Catchy.
So we'll unpack the main types of updates expected and then dive into how you can prepare.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. I'm ready if you are.
Let's do it. First up, we've got these things called core updates.
Right.
Which sound pretty core to the whole Google search ecosystem.
They are. They really are.
So what are they all about?
So core updates are Google's way of making broad changes to its search system, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They happen a few times a year,
yeah.
And they're designed to improve the overall quality and relevance of search results.
So Google makes these big changes, but they don't give us like a list of what they tweaked.
Nope.
It's kind of like their secret recipe.
Exactly. They're constantly refining it, but they don't tell us exactly what they're doing.
So how are we supposed to figure out what's going on?
Well, Google keeps the specific details close to the vest, you know,
mm-hmm.
But they consistently emphasize the importance of value and relevance.
Okay. Value and relevance.
Yeah. Let's say you're searching for best running shoes. Google wants to make sure the results you see actually address that need.
So like in-depth reviews from reputable sources,
mm-hmm.
comparisons of different models, maybe even articles about choosing the right shoe for your foot type.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to just serve up any random site that mentions running shoes. They want to give you the good stuff.
Well, the good stuff.
Yeah, the stuff that's actually helpful.
So it's all about quality.
Quality. That's the key.
So these core updates really push websites to prioritize quality and user experience.
You got it. And they can lead to shifts in website rankings, too.
Oh, how so?
Some sites might see an increase in visibility, you know,
okay.
If their content aligns with these quality standards.
It can.
While others might experience a dip if they're not meeting the mark.
So it's not just about playing the keyword game anymore.
No, not
really. About offering genuinely helpful and informative content.
Exactly.
Speaking of helpful content, let's talk about another update. Google's been focusing on product reviews.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves reviews.
Everyone. It seems like reviews are everything these days.
They are. Think about your own online behavior, whether you're choosing a restaurant.
Booking a hotel.
Or, yes, buying those running shoes reviews play a huge role in your decision making.
They really do.
And Google understands that they want to ensure the reviews people see are trustworthy.
Okay, that makes sense. But what does Google actually consider a trustworthy review?
Good question. So Janice Ramos's article highlighted a few key things.
Like what?
Expertise, product diversity, and value proposition.
Okay, let's break those down.
So imagine you're researching headphones online.
Okay, I need some new headphones.
Which review would you trust more? A site that just throws around generic praise for a couple products?
No way.
Or a website with in-depth reviews of a wide range of headphones written by someone who clearly knows their stuff and breaks down the pros and cons for each model?
Oh, I definitely go with the second one.
Right.
The more details and comparisons, the better.
Yeah.
I want to feel like the reviewer actually knows what they're talking about.
Exactly. And that's what Google is aiming for. They're looking for signs that the reviewer has genuine expertise, has considered a variety of options, and is providing real value to potential buyers.
It's all about trust.
This isn't just about e-commerce sites either. Understanding what makes a review trustworthy can help you make more informed decisions as a consumer, no matter what you're buying.
That's a great point. Okay, so we've talked about core updates and product reviews now. Let's shift gears to something that's been on the SEO radar for a while now, mobile-first indexing.
Right. This isn't exactly brand new,
right.
But it's more important than ever.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, basically, Google is recognizing that we live in a mobile-first world.
True. Most people are browsing the web on their phones these days.
Exactly. So Google is now primarily using the mobile version of a website to determine its ranking.
So basically, if my website looks amazing on a desktop computer, but is a total mess on a phone, Google's not going to be happy.
Not at all. Think about it. Have you ever visited a website on your phone where the text was tiny, the buttons were impossible to tap, and the images took forever to load?
Ugh, yes. It's so frustrating. I usually just leave those sites immediately.
And so do most people. That's why responsive design is so critical. A website with responsive design automatically adjusts its layout and content to fit different screen sizes.
Okay.
Ensuring a smooth and enjoyable experience, whether someone's on a phone, tablet, or desktop.
So responsive design is key for surviving this mobile-first indexing world.
Doubt.
Now, what about page experience? It sounds like something we all want, but how does Google define it?
That's a great question. Page experience is all about how user-friendly a website is. Of course, page speed is a big factor. No one likes to wait for a page to load.
Oh, I'm with you there. If a page doesn't load in like 2 seconds, I'm hitting that back button.
Right, exactly. But Google is also looking at other aspects of page experience.
Okay, break those down for me. What exactly do those mean?
Well, interactivity is all about how easy it is to use a website. You know, can you easily click buttons and navigate menus? Does the site respond quickly to your interactions? And visual stability refers to whether the page jumps around or shifts unexpectedly as it loads.
Oh, yeah, that shifting content thing drives me crazy. It's like trying to click on a moving target.
Exactly. Those little annoyances can really detract from the user experience, and Google wants to reward sites that provide a smooth, seamless, and frustration-free experience.
Okay, so it's like the difference between a store with clear signage and well-organized aisles,
mm-hmm.
you know, versus one where everything is just haphazardly thrown together. You're way more likely to enjoy shopping at the first one.
Perfect analogy. Google is essentially trying to create a better shopping experience for information online. And speaking of creating a better experience, let's talk about one of the most fascinating areas of development in search, BERT, and the advancements in artificial intelligence.
Ooh, AI. This is where things get really interesting. So for those who haven't heard of it, can you explain what BERT is in simple terms?
BERT stands for Bidirectional Encoder Representations from Transformers.
Okay, a mouthful.
A bitter mouthful, I know. But in essence, it's Google's sophisticated language model. It's like giving Google a brain boost to better understand the nuances of human language.
So instead of just matching keywords, Google is actually trying to understand the meaning and intent behind our searches.
Precisely. Think of it this way. You search for Jaguar speed. Is Google going to know if you're asking about the animal or the car?
Good point.
BERT helps with that kind of contextual understanding.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So it's almost like Google's becoming more human in its ability to interpret our searches.
That's a great way to put it. And the exciting part is that AI is constantly evolving. This means Google's ability to understand our search intent will only get more sophisticated over time.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Core updates, product reviews, mobile-first indexing page experience, and the AI revolution. It can feel kind of overwhelming trying to keep up with all these changes.
It definitely can. But remember, there's a common thread running through all these updates. Quality Google's ultimate goal is to reward websites that offer valuable, relevant, and user-friendly experiences.
Okay, that helps to simplify things a bit. Quality is key.
Yeah.
But is there anything specific people can do to prepare for these updates?
Absolutely. Let's translate all this information into actionable advice. First and foremost, focus on creating high-quality content that genuinely answers users' questions or meets their needs. Think about what your target audience is searching for and how you can provide the best possible resource.
So it's not just about stuffing keywords into your content anymore. It's about truly understanding your audience and delivering value.
You nailed it. And if you have product reviews on your site, make sure they're detailed, unbiased, and showcase real expertise. Remember those key factors we talked about: expertise, product diversity, and value proposition. Put those into practice.
Got it. Quality over quantity when it comes to reviews. What else?
Well, we can't forget about mobile optimization. It's crucial to ensure your website is responsive and easy to navigate on smaller screens.
Yeah, because no one wants to be squinting at tiny text or wrestling with a clunky mobile site.
Exactly, and test your site on different devices to make sure the experience is seamless. Another important factor is your website's loading speed and overall technical performance. A slow website can be a major turnoff for users, so make sure things are running smoothly.
Yeah, speed is definitely key for me. If a site takes too long to load, I'm out of there.
You and most internet users finally remember that clear and well-structured content is essential. use concise language, organize your information logically, and make sure your content is easy for both humans and search engines to understand.
So basically, write for people first, but keep the robots in mind too. It sounds like a lot of work. But I'm starting to see how these updates can actually be beneficial. It's not just about trying to trick Google. It's about improving our online presence in a way that benefits everyone.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
These updates are opportunities to make your website the best it can be.
I like that mindset shift. So we've talked about what Google's doing and what we can do to adapt, but what are your overall thoughts on where Google is heading with all this?
Well, what fascinates me is how Google is constantly pushing the boundaries of search. Their heavy investment in AI and machine learning suggests that search will become even more personalized and intelligent in the future.
Personalized? Huh.
Yeah.
So is Google going to know me better than I know myself?
Maybe not quite that well, but they're definitely getting better at understanding individual preferences and search intent. Imagine a future where your search results are tailored not just to your keywords, but also to your location browsing history and even your current mood.
Okay, that's both cool and a little creepy. But it makes sense. The more Google understands about us, the better they can deliver the information we're actually looking for.
Precisely. And that's where the true value lies. If Google can connect us with the most relevant and helpful content, it creates a better experience for everyone.
So it's not just about rankings and algorithms. It's about enhancing the way we access and interact with information online.
You got it. We're witnessing the evolution of how we find information, and that's incredibly exciting.
It's like we're all on this grand adventure together, exploring the ever-expanding universe of the internet. And Google is our trusty guide, leading us to the most interesting and relevant destinations.
I like that analogy. It's about discovery, exploration, and constantly pushing the limits of what's possible online.
This has been a truly enlightening deep dive into the world of Google algorithm updates. We've learned about the different types of updates, the reasons behind them, and most importantly, what we can do to prepare.
And remember, the key takeaway is quality focus on creating valuable, user-friendly experiences, and you'll be well-positioned for success in this constantly changing landscape.
Wise words. Our listeners are now well-equipped to navigate the world of Google updates.
I hope so, as you continue to explore and refine your online presence. I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question. What can you do to make your own website or online content more valuable, user-friendly, and in line with these updates?
Whoa, that is a good one.
It really is.
It's not enough to just understand these updates.
You know, right.
We have to actually apply that knowledge.
You have to take action.
Yeah.
It's like having a map, uh-huh. But never setting out on the journey.
So true. Well, listeners, we've given you the map.
There you go.
Now it's up to you to explore and chart your own course through the ever-evolving world of search.
Enjoy the journey.
And remember, we're all in this together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The internet is a constantly changing landscape.
Always.
But by embracing quality and focusing on user experience, we can all create a more valuable and enjoyable online world.
Absolutely couldn't have said it better myself.
A huge thanks to you for sharing your insights and to you, our listeners, for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of Google algorithm updates.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep creating amazing things online.
And keep those searches coming.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a new and exciting topic. See you then.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.